I've met a lot of pin-up girls, but I've never been able to pin one down.
Should I use two hands? Would you like that?
But I've never been able to pin one down.
I like going to the Dyke March because I like to be surrounded with women.
We'll be right back. can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This evening, on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. We began this last set with a girl band from Tokyo, the 5678s. Their song Guitar Date from Bomb the Rocks, the early days singles. And then it was the Spice Girls with Wannabe. Followed by ZZ Top and Gun Love. And La Tigra with a sound collage called The Dyke March 2001 from their Feminist Sweepstakes album. Then AC/DC finished us off with the music in that set. A deep cut from Flick of the Switch, Guns for Hire. Sorry about that, John. And sprinkled through in there, well, we heard once again from Charlton Heston, and we'll be hearing a little bit more from him too. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Brian Eno with the original version of The Lost Day from Ambient 4 on Land. I mean, this is ambiance. That, well, all of the ambient albums from Brian Eno, I think, are perfect, But this one, Ambient 4 on Land, may be the best of them. They're very flexible as well. I've done this before for you with pitch shifting them. And most music, if you make it speed it up or you slow it down, it sounds pretty funny, unlistenable often enough. But not every song's that way. This one works really well, and what I'm going to do right now is switch over to one that's doubled in speed, up an octave. And even though this is an octave higher, it's like it's still pretty ambient. It's still pretty slow. It's still pretty scary in a way, too. Peacefully scary. And then when we come back in the next set, I'm going to play it at 4 times the original speed, sped up 2 octaves. But In between that and now, we're going to play for you another set of music by and about guns, girls, and guitars. And in this set, we're going to be hearing one of my favorite female artists ever, the electro clash artist Peaches, collaborating with Gonzalez, and also Norah Jones, and Joan Jett, and then a very heartful song from Kimya Dawson. That her voice, there's something, it's very emotionally impactful to me. I sometimes hear her singing, it just makes me want to cry. And we're also going to be blasting out some high-energy guitar music with Motley Crue and Stick to Your Guns. And, yeah, we've been mixing up a bunch of excerpts from public service messages from Project Safe Neighborhoods, and we're going to be hearing more of that because that's a core part of our theme. But first, we're going to start off this set with another Japanese girl band. This one a duo, Puffy AmiYumi. And this song is called Nichiyomi no Mesume. Sunday Girls. Here for you, only on WMFO in Medford, the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage.
Shooting gallery. wanted to be better than my friends. I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head. The ones who told me I'd be better off dead. The ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob. Much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning. And I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took 2 showers a day and I dressed up like a princess. Shook my fist in my own face and said, I'll show you who's the best. I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at 7 different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on 1 foot and finished up the game. I thought if I succeeded, I'd be happy and they'd go away. But first thing every morning, I'd still wake up and I'd hear them say, you're fat, ugly, and stupid, you should really be ashamed. No one will ever like you, you're not good at anything. And sometimes I'd rise to the challenge, but other times I'd feel so bad that I could not get out of bed. And on the days I stayed in bed, I sang and sang and sang about how crappy I felt, not realizing how many other people would relate. Saying the things they didn't know how to say. And the people in my head still visit me sometimes. And they bring all of their friends, but I don't mind. I play my guitar like lightning. When I sing, I like it when you sing too loud and clear. Different voices, different tones, all saying, yeah, we're not alone. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
I have only 5 words for you.
From my cold, dead hand.
CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
Always in control. And now, the feel-good story of the evening with Arusha Pieris.
Diner suspect seeks seconds, shoots self. Police say a robbery suspect held up the diner on Monday, went back for seconds on Wednesday, and wound up shooting himself in the foot. Police say they arrested Clayton Everett Tenman, 23, who was hospitalized. A bullet had gone through his foot. Springfield Police Detective Tom Rapp said the robber encountered the same clerk in both stick-ups and told her the second time he wanted more. He was a little upset due to the amount of money he got the first time, so he went back hoping to get more, said Springfield Police Detective Tom Rapp. As he left the diner, police said the robber ran through the parking lot and fired several rounds from a handgun, hitting himself once. Police said they weren't sure why he fired the gun, but they suspected he was using methamphetamine.
A gun. You thought I was going to say son of a didn't you?
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
It's an episode full of guns, girls, and guitars here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, broadcasting on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford from the antenna that sits on top of Blue Hall. And then we're also going out over the internet from WMFO.org. That last set began with a Japanese female duo, Puffy AmiYumi. It's called Nichiyobi no Mesume. It means Sunday Girls. And then it was a very heartful song from Kimya Dawson, The Competition, from her album Remember That I Love You. And then Motley Crue, Stick to Your Guns, from their Too Fast for Love album. And then we heard from December 8th, 1980, a news story on the gun murder of John Lennon. Yes, CBS News reports. And then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts gave us Baby Blue, followed by an excerpt from a long ago WMFO radio show called Unconfirmed Reports. They came after me at 10 p.m. And yes, that was Arusha Perez reading a news story. Diner suspect seeks seconds, shoots self. Apparently a guy on methamphetamines getting a little crazy. Well, a lot crazy. And then we heard from Nora Jones, Shoot the Moon. And then the electro clash artist Peaches collaborating with Gonzalez on Felix Parties, a remake version of that. And then we concluded with another public service message. That one called Mirror, about, of course, reducing gun violence. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Brian Eno and The Lost Day from the Lost Day from Ambient 4 on Land. But this one is actually pitch shifted 2 octaves higher. And it sounds a little crazy, but it's not absurdly crazy. It's still an ambient piece. On the other side of this set, we're going to play this backwards, too, for you. So, we got just one last set for you, and doesn't look like I'm going to have the chance to play the whole thing, but what I am going to be sure to play for you is from Pizzicato 5, a really cool song, kind of like that Mirror PSA, with two sides to every story, If I Was a Groupie. But before that, we're going to hear from Avril Lavigne. And this song, I loved it so much for a long time. I had it as an essential part of my standard intro set. It's a great song. I hope you like it. As we commemorate Peter Stefano and a theme, guns, girls, and guitars.
Get together now. a groupie. I'm a groupie.
I'm a groupie.
In those days I had so many friends. I don't know where they are anymore. They've all gone now, you know. Just gone one by one. People dropping away. I had this best friend once who called the band all over the country. She was friends with a roadie and she went everywhere. Yeah, those were the days.
もしも私が
I'm a groupie. I'm a groupie. I'm a groupie.
It's a full-time thing because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
too many. Freedom is just a word, but not for you and me. We know it when we've got it. We damn sure know when it's being stolen. That special sixth sense for freedom obliges you and me to safeguard it, to preserve it, especially when others will not. That's why we're stunned when one guy is willing to give up another guy's guns. Or worse yet, when honest, lawful citizens say, here, take it, it's okay. That's already happened in Australia, in England, where gun owners were lawful citizens on Monday, but criminals on Tuesday, if they didn't surrender their guns to the government to be confiscated and destroyed. They have no Bill of Rights. But our founding fathers knew us better than we do. They gave us the Second Amendment. Your right and my right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But we may be its only guardians. We who haven't been talked out of it or shamed into submission. We who put down our differences to unite in his name. We who will never give it up will call ourselves the NRA. Today, I want you to reconnect with that kid in you whose infinite dreams in the woods or the plains or the mountains or wherever you ran free. I want you to reclaim that kid who first found how freedom feels, then pass it on. Every one of us knows a boy whose passion for freedom is not yet spoiled or undone. A son, a grandson, a niece, a nephew, a neighborhood kid. Go to him. Give him a chance to kindle and care for that natural flame inside him. Help him believe in his own instinct to revel in freedom. Teach him how the Second Amendment gives him and his country liberty the world can only dream of. Tell him it's his job to inherit and bequeath this, the one freedom that makes all the freedoms possible, the one right that protects all the other rights. Do that, and you will perpetuate the purity of freedom here, the last place on the planet where dreamers give it life. Just as we are today, they will be tomorrow, freedom's only hope.
Joined tonight by special guest artist.
Jamie McLaughlin.
That really is my name. We don't use guns here, and we don't use guns here. We're non-violent. They've been saying in the newspaper that we were violent, but we're not.
What, just because you're an anarchist?
Yes.
What, just because you're an anarchist?
And the judge said, as a condition of my bail, that I can't get a firearm. But I don't want a firearm.
So then there should be no problem there.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I had a firearm in here.
Oh, my mic is on, isn't it? Oh, well. That's life in the...
They can hear us. Are you shooting at me?
I would never do such a thing.
I don't believe you.
Got a call from a listener. And he said, Jamie's got a gun. Now my call is done.
You've been tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme has been called Guns, Girls, and Guitars, as I remembered my very good friend, Peter Stefano, one day after the 8th anniversary of his tragic death of a massive heart attack, age 50. That last set, it began with Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend, Pizzicato 5, followed is with If I Were a Groupie, and then Chuck U and Jamie McLaughlin collaborating on a WMBR program, Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming, years ago. We don't use guns here. This from Billy Bob Neck is a Cherokee, Native American Cherokee version of Amazing Grace. Alex T. Maybe coming in with another episode of Hyper Reality. Hopefully, that'll give me some good music to cook my late night dinner to.